This is the 65th ordinary session of the African Commission on Human and People's Rights that is taking place in Banjul, the Gambia. And as you know, the African Commission is the body that the African heads of state set up in Africa to look at the human rights situation on the African continent in various countries. So this is the 65th meeting, and it also coincides with 30 years of the existence of the African Commission. So the agenda is quite full. There is an element of the 30-year seminar looking at the impact that the African Commission has had, but there's also the usual business where they look at the situation of human rights defenders on the African continent and hearing from civil society that have got observer status, and then ultimately going to make decisions on some of the countries. So we have a number of people who are coming from Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and I've also seen from the Counseling Services Unit. But we also have human rights experts from South Africa, from Swaziland, from Lesotho. Each one of those are presenting on what they think are pressing human rights issues in their own countries. So on Zimbabwe has already presented, a representative from Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Lizwe Jamela, spoke to the commission. And then we also saw someone from Lawyers for Human Rights, Swaziland, talking a bit more generally, including on aspects involving the Zimbabwe land reform. And then we have had someone from South Africa preparing a speech on the situation of democracy and human rights in South Africa. So that's essentially what is happening.
But looking at the scorecard, would you say there's an improvement in terms of the respect for human rights on the continent?
On the continent, generally, there are improvements, I should say, because of the fact that when you look at the movement of the African Commission from the time it was established in the 80s up to now, when it was established, it didn't have as many independent and impartial commissioners sitting as the tribunal, that is really what we call a quasi-judicial tribunal looking at the situation of human rights on the continent. We had, at the beginning, people who were exclusively pro-government, including very senior government officials sitting as commissioners. But now what we see is that commissioners are now elected from people who are usually leading judges or jurists from the different African countries. So we have 11 commissioners who I think all of them are really qualified, independent experts in human rights, and they have tended to give very fearless, brave decisions each time cases are filed from different African countries. So at a personal level, I think we've made significant progress.
But are you happy with the progress that Harare is making?
I think the Harare situation was mentioned earlier on, even during the meeting, by one of the co-commissioners who explained that in between 2005 and 2009, Zimbabwe had the high number of communications, which are essentially legal cases that were filed with the commission. And what that meant is that you only go to the African Commission where the domestic judicial system is incapable of offering effective remedies. So that in itself shows that the court system and the justice administration system in Zimbabwe up to 2009-2010 was not performing to satisfaction, because people were preparing to take their cases out of Zimbabwe into the African institution for decisions. But what that commissioner also said is that from about 2011-2013, the commission started seeing a reduction in the number of cases from Zimbabwe, which means that it may show that the legal system in Zimbabwe is beginning to be able to resolve some of the human rights issues. And in itself, that is a good result. But I think the fact that we still have a number of cases where Zimbabwe is still a party to a dispute means that the situation has not fully restored itself to normalcy, and therefore there's room for the Zimbabwean legal system and justice sector to continue to work hard to offer remedies for people who find themselves being persecuted.